Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And the highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. With us today, the man, the myth, and by golly, a legend being developed as we speak, the executive director of the Rock Hill Parks and Recreation Department, Mr. John Taylor. And when I first met John, he had a lot of dark hair. And I can tell you, here we are in 2020, and it's all turned a beautiful silver. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing great, Manning. How are you?
Pumped up. There's just a lot going on in this community. And you have been right at the forefront of a lot of it, because this community has been built in large part by recreation. I remember Doug Eccles sitting right where you are saying to me one day, and he's our former mayor, of course, he said, I'm not quite sure how all this started, but I'm sure glad it did. Mm-hmm. Well, it did start a long time ago, before I got here, when somebody had this idea for a thing called Cherry Park. And there was a big brouhaha in the community. Should we put a shopping mall there, or should we put a recreation park there? Well, fortunately, the recreation park won out. It cost Doug Eccles and Melford Wilson their jobs on council. But you know what? It was the right decision. And, of course, Mayor Eccles came back and became the mayor for quite a number of years. But did you ever, in your wildest imagination, think it would morph into what we have today?
The vision was there, but I never thought we'd be sitting here with all the fine facilities we've got.
Boy, we've got them. So with all that being said, up until about the first 10 days of March, it was business as usual. You had more tournaments and activities planned for all these venues than you probably were wondering how you're going to handle it all. And then this thing called a pandemic hits. Fair to say that it changed your world?
Yeah, it changed the world. And I think, first of all, just from a parks, recreation, tourism perspective in the city of Rock Hill, our hearts and prayers go out to the folks that are dealing with COVID. But not only the pandemic, but the folks that are working to prevent it, and then also the folks that are working to cope with it. I think that's where we come in, is on that coping side. So our hearts and prayers go out to everyone that are dealing with that.
When we talk about Piedmont Medical Center, you think about all those first responders that have had to deal with all the people who have been sick. I got it. I hear what you're saying. But here we are. The schedules of activities that you had lined up prior to, let's say, March the 10th, pretty much most of those just went bye-bye, correct?
Yeah, from a local perspective, all our programs shut down. So that had an impact on what we were able to do for our kids and our adults, from the cradle to the grave. But then also the sports tourism shut down, which had a tremendous economic impact on our area. And, the events that we lost, probably we lost $16 to $20 million coming into our community during that time. But we're trying to crank back up slowly and looking forward to doing things safely and getting back to the new normal.
Well, there we go. The thing called a new normal. And as we sit here, right here at Substation 2, we have the beginnings of a fairly large basketball tournament underway at the plush but not overly ostentatious new Indoor Sports and Events Center in Rock Hill, which is just a beauty that we saw thousands and thousands of people over there every weekend, and then boom, we had to shut it down for a while. So we're taking baby steps to get back operational?
Well, we're taking baby steps. As you know, the city went into a three-phase plan. We're in phase two now. And we've been able to, over the last 3 weeks, open up our outdoor sports tourism facilities and have had some success with that, not only from bringing people into town, but from people doing it in a safe manner and following all the CDC guidelines, the governor's guidelines, and our DHEC guidelines, as well as the city guidelines. And this weekend is the first weekend we're opening an indoor facility up. And I was over there just earlier, and everybody was following the guidelines, doing the social distancing, wearing masks, and we're real pleased to see some activity going back on. And for the most part, people are genuinely excited to be getting back out. It's such a passionate issue, you know, with the COVID, that, you know, people that have seen it up close and personal have one opinion, and others are wanting to cope and get out and do things. We realize it's passionate, but we want to do what we're trying to do as safe as possible and help the mental aspect of the people that are participating.
And I would imagine that when you take a look at these youth tournaments, basketball, whatever they are, softball, you know, people are ready to get out. They've had enough of this. But I think, as you referenced, a lot of these athletes understand it's a new world and we're going to have to wear the mask when we're sitting on the bench. And when we go out to play, we can take the thing off. I mean, that kind of thing, which is what you're referencing, correct?
That's correct. I mean, as you know, the city passed a new ordinance that requires masks, and we at PRT are starting that. We had already been doing that at our events, but we're in full force doing that, not only with our staff, to keep our staff healthy and safe, but to keep our spectators and our folks visiting our facilities safe. So
let's talk a little bit about these guidelines. You say we started the outdoor usage of the outdoor facilities here last week, and I saw them playing softball over there. Did not see a whole lot of spectators. So are you limiting the number of people who can come in, the turnstiles?
Yes, we work with the rights holders that are putting on these events, and we help limit it in some cases, and then we're doing things, various things like the 6 foot distancing, you know, taking bleachers out in some cases, and then the bleachers that we do live in, we're, you know, marking those 6 feet so people can social distance and everything. And for the most part, we've had great success. People are wanting to get out. They know if they want to continue to do this, they've got to follow the social distancing and the face mask and the CDC guidelines, DHEC and our own city guidelines and the governor's guidelines. So, as I said that, I realize how much information we have to look at to make sure that we're doing everything that we need to do to keep people safe.
So give me a hypothetical here. Let's say there's a softball player, and his brother and sister and mom and dad come to watch him play softball, and he's out there in the field playing. So there's a family of four that's coming in those turnstiles. Now, are they allowed to sit together, or do they have to sit 6 feet apart?
Families are allowed to sit together, but, you know, now in Rock Hill, if you're even families, you got to have the mask on.
Gotcha.
You know, and there's some different guidelines from outdoor to indoor, but you know, we're trying to do it and trying to make sure people understand if you're going to do it, you got to follow the guidelines, or we might be shutting right back down. So you know, we're trying to do it in a safe manner, and you know, a lot of people really appreciate it. And I know we've got our naysayers, but, you know, we think this is a coping mechanism, not only from the athlete, the participant, but, you know, it also brings some money in, and that's not always important, but it does. We're helping create jobs not only for PRT, but for hotels, restaurants, the gas stores and the convenience stores that are in town. So we take that very seriously, but we also take safety very seriously, and we're trying to find that way to cope and creep along.
You know, we had Rock Hill Police Chief Chris Watts on Palmetto Mornings this morning. He very clearly explained the so-called, quote, enforcement of the mask ordinance. And it's not like they're going to go out and write citations. They have that ability, but that's not what they want to do. They simply want to say to somebody who doesn't have a mask, you know, these are the rules. Could you please get a mask and put it on?
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty much your approach if somebody is sitting in the bleachers and one of your PRT people, I mean, are you asking your staff to say if we see somebody without a mask, to please tell them to get one on?
Sure, we're asking, and we don't want to be confrontational, or we don't want to be, you know, calling the police to a situation. We just ask them to respect others and use their mask, and it's part of us getting back to the new normal. If we're going to have these events, we've got to take this thing seriously and do the things that we need to do and follow the guidelines that we've been given to get back to, you know, participation, and it's participation in the new normal. So,
so these teams that you've lined up, these events, my guess is you are teeing them up as to what the expectation is before they even arrive in town. You're telling the event organizer, pass this on, please. This is how we're doing this thing, and we just need everybody to no pun intended, play ball.
Right, and it's been very good to work with the events right holders, because not only are they interested in what we're doing, but they also have coordination plans of how to deal with the pandemic. And so we've been able to work closely with them to do things that, you know, help enforce the things. You know, if, say, a family comes in and they're not wanting to adhere to the guidelines, then it hurts the team, because the team very well might have to forfeit and leave. So they know coming in what we expect. We know what their expectations are, and then they help us enforce it through those measures.
The conversations with the event holders, do they include the fact that even though we have this monstrous facility called the Indoor Sports Center, that we're only going to allow, I'll just use an arbitrary number, 200 fans in there besides the players? I mean, are you...
Yes. I mean, they know that we've got certain expectations that we've got to meet.
Right.
It is a large building. I mean, it's 172,000 square feet. But we are working very hard to follow the guidelines and do the things that we need to do to keep everybody safe.
Interesting. So basically, we're the schedule. I mean, you had, as you say, you had, well, maybe you didn't say, you told me the dollar amount, but how many different events did you have to cancel because of the shutdown?
We had to cancel over 40, it's probably 40 to 50 events from a sports tourism side. And that's, you know, when I mentioned that number, that's a pretty good estimate, because we kind of knew what we were doing, because we had, like, the indoor center had been up for 7 times. We've got a bunch of information on what we were doing and the outdoor facilities prior to that. So, we took a pretty good hit. And our hospitality tax took a hit, and we're doing things like not hiring seasonal staff right now and trying to ramp back up to that as we see if we can be safe and get everything back rolling like we once had it. And of course, we'll keep a close eye on what the pandemic is doing, and we hope that we can continue, but who knows? So we're trying to do the best we can right now, for the most people. And, you know, I think for the most part, people are, from what we heard, are pleased that we're trying to get activities started back.
Well, if anybody knows anything about the city of Rock Hill, and particularly PRT, when you run something, you run it the right way. I mean, everybody knows that. You've got a gold star, A-plus rating when it comes to hospitality and how these events are run. I mean, so I don't think anybody would second-guess you on the fact that you're doing what you need to do. So you're in
Well, and we appreciate the guidance that we've had from the state, the nation, our council. You know, they've given us guidance, and we're trying to adhere to that and trying to do a good job. So it's a lot of people that have worked on that, and I really applaud our staff who have worked hard to put the measures in place and then trying to enforce the measures without being confrontational with folks. They've really done a great job.
So we're in phase two. What's it going to take to get to phase three?
Well, you know, of course, I'm not in the position to make those calls, but I think we need to see a slowdown in the numbers being impacted. You know, we're pretty much back, with the exception of shelter rentals, small shelter rentals, and we didn't open the pools back up for this year. So that's just strictly from a PRT standpoint, but. Yeah, I think the numbers need to show some improvement.
Okay. A little nudge on the side.
Yeah. Nothing like a little nudge.
Nothing like a little nudge. All right, well, with that little nudge, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that they are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, of course, everybody who's anybody knows that we we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The magical way we do it is going to be chanted out live at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
My concern is, let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Cruise to financial freedom with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. With our low rates, there's no better time to apply. Get a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days by applying for your auto loan early, so you know what to look for before you start shopping. You can also use our auto loan calculator and Founders online to set your budget and plan ahead. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for a membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Jerry Lode across from Winthrop. John Taylor is with us. He is the director of the Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism Department, and we're talking about his new world, the new normal, as he calls it. Good news is that tournament action and outdoor play is starting to resume. A little bit smaller scale, but it's happening. So are some of these large events, are they still on the decks, but they may be trimming it down in terms of size based on what you can handle now?
Yes. I mean, we've got a full slate of things still on the calendar, from indoor to Cherry to BMX, we got events coming or slated to come and planning to come throughout the rest of the year. And we're already booking into next year. Now, we don't know what's in store down the road, but we're still planning, still working to have those events in town.
But let's say an event calls you and they say, look, we can max out the indoor arena. We've got all these teams coming, blah, blah, blah. Do you say, whoa. We've got to work within the guidelines, and you may not be able to bring all those teams.
Each right holder has to have a game plan of how they're going to coordinate and do the things that they need to do. And, like we said earlier, we coordinate with them and work with them to try to do it. Have the event, but have it in a safe manner.
Okay, we talked about the new world, and everywhere you go, everybody's talking about, we got to disinfect this, we got to clean this, we got to wear a mask, we got to do this, we got to do that. When we talk about the number of facilities that PRT operates, I mean, you must be buying cleaning materials by the tractor trailer load now.
Yes. Our city has done a good job with being able to get cleaning materials in. And the one thing that I would say that I applaud our city manager and city council, the first thing they want is to make sure our employees feel safe in the environment and then make sure our visitors and people that use our facilities feel safe. So we're doing extra things. We're doing a lot of sanitizing and something called the maintenance staff atomizing.
Oh, yeah. Big sprayer.
Big sprayer that kind of puts electrical charge in the chemical that they're putting down, and it goes around surfaces. So we're doing that, doing it more often than we've ever done it before. When we have an event, it's being done 2 to 3 times a day. And we're trying to wipe surfaces down, commonly touched surfaces like doorknobs. We're doing that throughout the day. And I really applaud council before they and our manager before they would let us go back. We had to have a game plan in place to do that, to make our employees feel safe, but secondly, to make our visitors feel that we're doing everything possible we can do to get them back into participating, but to do it in as safe a manner as we can.
I know you've got a budget, and whatever your budget is, when you put that budget together, you allocated whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, you took a hit in that part, but you've got a new budget now, and mm-hmm. I guess you already factored all that extra stuff into your new budget?
Some of it we did factor into our new budget, and some of the things in order to get back up, some of the things we're going to have to rob Peter to pay Paul and shift our money around a little bit to be able to accommodate that. But, again, getting us back up and running and spending the extra money to do things more sanitizing, more atomizing, right. Spending that extra money is just a small piece that we pay to get people back up and participating.
Now, you've got some big events coming here before the end of this year. Talk to me about what's going to be happening at the BMX.
Well, we'll have, right now, we'll have another national USA BMX event. We had the Carolinas Nationals. We'll have another national event in August. Also in September, we're looking forward to the World Cup coming back. And then, we've got all kind of softball, soccer, basketball, and then volleyball events on slate to come back, along with gymnastics, to come back to the indoor center. So we got a world of things coming, and we just got to follow this pandemic closely and make sure we're doing things in the right way. And
I guess the good news about this is that since this is a worldwide pandemic, it's everybody understands what's going on. So that when you talk to these people at the BMX about these big events, I mean, it's not like you have to explain what we're going through. They know it.
Yeah.
And they're all ready to operate within that parameter.
Yeah, it's just like any other business. They're all feeling the pressure, and wanting to help their folks, keep jobs. Because I really think that is an important piece. We don't want to do that in an unsafe environment, but that's an important piece. It's easy for somebody that their job hadn't been affected to have an opinion, but when your job's affected, you can have a different opinion about things. So, we want to do the things that help get those people back, as well as those folks who want to do the things. Whatever we develop as the new normal, as we're getting into this, they want to do the things so they can continue to operate and do business. All these things that we're doing, I think, along with the rights holders and along with what we're doing for our local folks, will help us continue to do that and help people be able to participate. And of course, people can use their own comfort level as whether they choose to participate.
On a local level, with the indoor arena, the sports events center open, one of the things that I don't think most people really understand is you got a beautiful walking track in there.
That's correct.
I mean, it's a beauty, and it goes all around the perimeter of that great big building. Is that now open for people to use?
That's now open for people to use, and it's been used heavily this past week, and we're happy that we've got that walking track. That is something that our locals don't have to pay for. Now, on a weekend event, when we're running something with gate, it's not open, but any other time, it's open free to our local folks.
And that is, how many times around that for a mile? Do you know?
I believe it's right at seven laps.
Seven laps.
Yeah.
That's a huge track.
Yeah.
So, it's a nice one.
Yeah.
It has a nice walking surface on it.
It's got a good surface.
Yeah.
People like you and I can go in there and it doesn't hurt our knees.
Speak for yourself, pal. Well, John Taylor, you obviously got a full plate. I'm glad to hear that everything is motoring along very well and we're getting back to normal, but it's a series of baby steps. I mean, yeah, that's what it's going to be until we get a handle on this virus everywhere, not only here, but across the world. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for all the PRT staff does, and City of Rock Hill, of course. Always done professionally, first class. Nice job.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program for this, what day is this? This is a Thursday afternoon here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Now, Sophia has entered the room to tell us how we are going to lead the cheer about what the wonderful thing is we do here all the time at Substation 2. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. And the way to do it, of course, Sophia, you're going to tell everybody beginning at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
There you go. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.